Now, we do have people that donate to the CARES because it is a 501c3, so we do have regular people that donate as well. But, yes, and then also, you know, a big part of it is the treatment entry fees. That's a big gap for people who may want to get help but can't. They can't afford it, and so it's just easier to keep doing what they've been doing. It's all they know, you know, and that transportation gap. I mean, getting these people to get Social Security cards and IDs and birth certificates, all this stuff that, you know, there's really, that service just doesn't exist currently. You know, they need rides to probation and parole or to court or to the grocery store, you know, and that just really isn't a service that we currently have. And so that's where CARES comes in and provides that for these folks. You know, Carla works with multiple other nonprofit agencies in Taney County, where they all just kind of cross-reference and use each other. And, I mean, it's just, you know, a lot of them have just come together, and it's been a great resource for all of them.
Yeah. Getting to court is another huge thing.
Yeah.
And so I help with that. And then also, like, if they were to need mental health services or MAT services, I get them to those appointments as well. And then, like she said, to the DMV, CARES paid for several driver's license. Trips to Harrison, I take them to Harrison because it's a lot faster than Springfield to get Social Security cards, because a lot of those identifying documents are also barriers. And so we just try to help blanket the barriers and help them face those so that they can move back into the community and have a chance.
Yeah.
Do we have anything set up for those dollars yet? I mean, as far as an application or a grant process?
We don't particularly at the moment. It would need to go through legal counsel and make sure that it meets all the criteria for the opioid settlement funding.
I did have Nikki send this to our attorney. I don't know that he's gotten back to us on it, but it has been sent to him.
Okay. Well, then that'll be our next step, is to see if it meets the criteria for the funding.
And then also set up a process for requesting.
Okay. Yeah, for reporting on it, yeah.
And actually on this, we went through all of the reporting codes on the utilization of the opiate relief funds, the actual document. And so what we've done is we've pulled out each section and reporting code that's relevant to CARES, and then explain why it's relevant, and then previous data of Carla's that contributes to that being relevant. So.
Okay. Commissioner White, do you have any further questions?
I believe, if I heard right, the question I had was, I think it was answered, is that they do have, since they're getting money from other areas, they do have a expense and revenue record available for the end of the year, the end of the quarter that they report on. Did they not say that they keep record of all the revenue coming in and the expenses going out, so that it shows, like, when they make the trip, the dates and stuff?
They gave some data with mileage and what the expenses were. That is correct. We did not talk about revenues, though.
Well, I thought the one lady mentioned that they, being a 501c3, that they received money from others, so.
She did say that they received donations. We did not get into the figures, though.
I think, so it sounds to me like Commissioner Wyatt's already forwarded on to legal. We'll probably have a discussion with him.
Yes, sir.
And just kind of see what the process is.
Yes, sir.
And see what we can get done.
Yep. And we'll get back to you very soon, sooner than later. Hopefully, I can't guarantee by January 1, but it'll be when we get a return message from legal counsel.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
And thank you all so much for what you're doing. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
Very much.
Yes,
any further discussion for them, Commissioner Wyatt?
I'll just add, I think I did already, that the Judge Arnell said that it was extremely helpful, and that there was many times that she did have to call them in regard to an issue to help.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. All right. Ladies, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank
you. You all as well.
Next, we'll move to our court orders. I say court orders. It's court order this morning. We have an erroneous assessment. With us this morning, we have Ms. Stephanie Spencer, Taney County Clerk. How are you, ma'am?
Good. How are you?
Good.
We have, as you said, just one court order today. It is a parcel that was assessed as commercial by the assessor's office and should have been residential, and this is fixing that.
Okay. And we do have an abatement number, 214056.
Move to approve abatement number 214056.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, ma'am. And our last order of business we have down here this morning is the approval of letter of support for SIMCOG, the CDBG and MIT program. Everyone should have received the template letter that has been now put on county letterhead. Is there any discussion for that before we move to approve?
Move to approve the letter of support for SIMCOG's application to CDBG MIT program to update the Taney County Master Plan.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you very much. I have 9:22 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time. We are agendized for a Road and Bridge Roundtable at 9:30 a.m. upstairs in the Commission Conference Room.